Ladies and gentlemen, the council meeting prayer. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which we meet, the Wadjuknuma people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Wadjuknuma country. I formally declare this meeting of the Council of City of Perth open. I would especially like to welcome Ms. Erica Barringer, who was our former Executive Director of Planning and at one stage Acting CEO. So nice to see you here, Erica. And I'd also like to welcome Karen Strahan, who's our new Project Director for Corporate Recovery, to the meeting this evening. Welcome, Karen. Are there any apologies, Mr. CEO?
Yes, Deputy Chair Commissioner. Our Chair Commissioner Lumsden is an apology this evening.
Are there any questions?
Chair Commissioner, there were no questions from the public received by the normal time. However, we have been handed one tonight, which I would suggest that it could be read out.
Thank you. Would you care to do so, please?
Yes, thank you. It's a question from Tony Ransom of 453 Murray Street, Perth. I would like to know how long it will take for the City of Perth to forward to my email address a full recorded copy, transcript, notes of last month's 48-minute conversation beginning with you, Mr. Mashett, which is Scott Mashett, who is a customer services officer, calling me at 1:05 p.m. Tuesday the 30th of April 2019, are required within 48 hours. Please email to, and there's an email address. There is a little bit more which I think is also meant to be read. As you instructed me, it was my fault for not requesting a copy of the report of the December inspection, as one had not been delivered within 48 hours after the 18th of December annual inspection until forced to demand one in April. I've therefore learned that it is my responsibility to demand a copy of the tape recording of the 30th of April conversation. How else can council affecting learn to address grievances if they do not record the conversation to enable them to learn or even teach the problems they have caused?
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Would it be appropriate, seeing that this is an operational matter, for you to contact Mr. Ransom?
Thank you, Chair. Because this is just the first I have received of it, I'm not aware of all of the background, but I'm certainly happy to meet straight after the meeting and ensure that I understand the question and the background to the complaint, and I will give a commitment to Mr. Ransom to get back to him within a very reasonable period of time.
So is Mr. Ransom in the audience this evening? Thank you. Is that acceptable? Thank you, Mr. Ransom. Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any questions from the floor? If not, no questions from the floor. Are there any deputations?
No, Deputy Chair Commissioner.
Item 5 relates to are there any commissioners on leave of absence or have requests for leave of absence?
Yes, Deputy Chair Commissioner, an application for leave of absence has been received by the Chair Commissioner Eric Lumsden from today until the 30th of June 2019.
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm prepared to second that. Is there any discussion? If not, All those in favour? Nil against. The motion's been carried to grant leave of absence. I'd like to move to item 6. We now move to the confirmation of minutes from the previous meeting. Would somebody move that the Council confirm the minutes of the ordinary Council meeting held on the 30th of April 2019 and the agenda briefing session held on the 21st of May 2019 as a true and correct record?
I'm so moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion on either of those items?
No.
Thank you. We will accept that motion. Announcements from the Chair, none to report. Moving on to disclosure of members' interests. This item relates to whether any commissioner or employee wishes to disclose an interest and its nature in any item contained within the agenda this evening. There has been one identified with respect to the Acting Coordinator sustainability with respect to item 13.12. This item relates to third-party travel contribution where the Acting Coordinator sustainability is to attend a Brisbane Climate Reality Leadership Corp training and mentor development program. The nature or extent of the interest is a direct financial interest. Could someone please address the nature of that interest, please?
Yes, Deputy Chair. The direct financial interest just needs to be disclosed, and the item will come up for discussion under item 13.12. Effectively, the interest has been declared because a foundation is paying for the travel to attend or for the officer to attend that conference.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any other declarations of interest?
Not that have been reported to me, Deputy Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions on which notice has been given?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Has any correspondence been received?
I always feel funny answering this question when I get so much on every day, but I have to say no, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Okay. I think one of our things on our never-ending list is to review this agenda procedure. In the meantime, have any petitions been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. Moving on to item 12, are there any matters for which this meeting may be closed?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner, in accordance with Section 523(2) of the Local Government Act 1995, should a Commissioner wish to discuss the content of confidential item 1314, including the attachment 1314A, it is recommended that Council resolve to close the meeting prior to discussion of the item. And the same could also be said of item confidential attachment 13B and 1315D.
Commissioner Hammond, do you wish the meeting to be closed for those items?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And neither do I require that to occur. So moving to item 13, moving to the reports, would somebody move that the en bloc motion that with the exception of items 13.5, 13.6, 13.7, 13.8, 13.9 and 13.12, which had been considered separately, the officer recommendations for the remaining items 13.1 to 13.4, 13.10 and 13.11 and 13.13 to 13.19 be adopted by Council en bloc by an absolute majority. Is there a mover?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion on that? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I don't have those. All those in favour? nil against. Carried by an absolute majority. For the benefit of the public gallery, those items that have been identified have been now passed as per the officer recommendations contained in the agenda. You're, of course, welcome to leave the chamber or stay to observe the rest of the meeting. I'd like to move to item 13.5. This regards the budget reprioritisation for the Hampton Road parklet trial. Would somebody so move the resolution?
So moved, Madam Chair.
And I'm happy to second that. Is there any discussion, Commissioner Hammond, for 13.5?
I need to be very supportive of the parklet concept. And the activation that it can provide through the city. I certainly do hope that the Hampton Road trial is successful so as parklets may extend to other areas of the city.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and no doubt we'll receive a report back on the success of, or otherwise, of this parklet, which is consistent with a previous council resolution. Moving now to item...
Just a point of order, we need to vote on that.
Yeah. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I'll put the motion to vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Nil against, moved by an absolute majority. Thank you for that prompt. Moving to item 13.6, this is the adoption of the Strategic Community Plan 2019-2029. Would somebody so move? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. And I'm happy to second. Is there any discussion from you, Commissioner Hammond?
I'd like to acknowledge and thank the staff that were involved in essentially modifying the existing plan into something that now is highly translatable into a corporate business plan. And I'm confident that we will obtain clear line of sight between the community vision and annual budget service delivery sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I too would like to add my thanks to the staff who have provided considerable effort into developing this strategic community plan for the City of Perth to become vibrant, connected and progressive. And encourage our community to consider the plan, and it has been accepted, or will be shortly, and embrace it across the city. So I will now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, nil against, carried by absolute majority. Item 13.7 relates to the draft city planning strategy. The recommendation is in the agenda. The recommendation is that Council approves the draft city planning strategy in attachment 13.7A for the purpose of preliminary consultation pursuant to Regulation 11.1 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Scheme Regulation 2015. That the Council notes the City will undertake preliminary consultation of the draft City Planning Strategy in accordance with the Stakeholder Engagement Plan, and notes that upon completion of this preliminary consultation, the City will consider all submissions and comments received and present the City Planning Strategy to Council as soon as reasonably practicable for approval and forwarding of relevant documentation to the West Australian Planning Commission for certification in accordance with Regulation 12.1 of the Planning and Development Local Schemes Regulation 2015. Would somebody so move?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I second from the Chair. Is there any discussion on this item for you?
Much the same as the Strategic Community Plan. This is an absolute landmark document for the City, very important. Certainly great to see Erica here. Well done. Certainly the architect of this fine document, along with Robert and Margaret and the other planning staff. So, look, it's early days yet, and obviously there's a lot of consultation and I imagine work to do the WA Planning Commission, but it is a very solid draft document and one that all staff should be duly proud of.
Oh, thank you very much, Commissioner Hammond. I'd like to only add one comment. This is out for consultation. There is a great deal of touch points within this plan, and one of the comments that I would like to add is that relating to page 249, and this relates to cultural infrastructure, where there are four dot points, and as a result of some recent conversations across our community, one of the takeaways for me is the importance of connecting our cultural infrastructure, Elizabeth Quay, through to Yagan Square, through to the Cultural Precinct, the Perth Concert Hall, through the centre of the city to His Majesty's. So in providing an agreement with the part that relates to the cultural infrastructure, what I would encourage us to think about is how we connect those key cultural infrastructure assets, as has been identified by recent conversations within our community. But I think there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to engage and provide their input as well. So this is a really, really important document and one we will welcome lots of input, interaction and discussion on. If there's no further discussion...
Happy to move, Madam Chair.
Thank you, and I'll second from the Chair. And thank you. I'll put the motion to the vote, and all those in favour, carried and nil against. Thank you very much for all that hard work on that item. Moving to item 13.8, the Cultural Development Plan adoption. So this recommendation is that Council adopts the Cultural Development Plan 2019 to 2029 and notes the Cultural Development Plan 2019 to 2029 Evaluation Plan, Attachment 13.8B, and the Implementation Plan in Indicative 10-Year Resourcing Schedule, Attachment 13.8C. Would somebody move? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Do you have any points of discussion, Commissioner Hammond?
Yeah, once again, a lot of work's gone into this very, very important document, so I look forward to it being implemented.
Thank you. In addition to that comment, I think this is the first time the City of Perth has had a cultural development plan. Is that correct? So in light of that, what makes a city great, an important part of that is our culture and arts, and I think this plan provides a way forward subject to budgetary approval to guide the city in this really important area. So I'd like to thank those involved in bringing this forward, and I'd also like to thank all those that provided submission and input into the development of this plan. So I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, thank you. Nil against, carried. Agenda item 13.9, the proposed public toilet facility on Mounts Bay Road. This requires an absolute majority. The revised officer recommendation is that Council, by an absolute majority, notes the budget expenditure for the construction of the public toilet facility on Mounts Bay Road will be charged to PJ12233, provision of public toilets, various sites. 2, notes the allocated budget for account PJ12233, provision of public toilets, various sites, is insufficient, with additional funds of $181,606.43, excluding GST, necessary to undertake the works, and approves that the additional expenditure for part 2 above to be transferred from account PJ12311, Council House Lighting Upgrade, which is identified as having surplus funds, and notes that the construction is anticipated to commence early June with an envisaged completion date at the end of August 2019. Would somebody move?
I moved.
And I'll second from the Chair. Is there any discussion? Thank you. I don't have any discussion either. So we'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against? And carried by absolute majority. The next item for consideration is item 13.12, third-party travel contribution, Acting Coordinator Sustainability to attend Brisbane Climate Realty Leadership Corps Training and Mentor Development Program. The disclosure of interest has been received by the report author.
I'm happy to move office of recommendation item 1. That Council approves third-party travel offered to the Acting Coordinator Sustainability by the Climate Reality Project to attend the Climate Reality Leadership Corps training event in Brisbane to participate in the Mentor Development Program and provide mentorship to trainees.
So you're moving an amended motion?
Just part of the original one here.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I am happy to second the amended motion. I will put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. This motion has been carried. I think that concludes that, huh? Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given. Have any notices of motion been received, Mr. CEO?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And have any items of urgent business been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
I'd like to now close the meeting. Thank you very much for everyone's attention. I now declare the meeting officially closed, and good evening.